This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
But we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. The O'Neill Africa Experience. The home of African talent. This is CliffCentral.com.
You already know what it is, Maine. We are the heartbeat of the diaspora. This is music of Sipokazi Amakala. She hung out with us recently to talk about what she's been up to. We always appreciate it when artists do come by. And today is no different. We are super excited about today. But I'm going to be telling you all about that in just a little while. I kicked off the show with another great, Angelique Kidjo. Agolo. I don't know how many of you remember that. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's the O'Neill Africa Experience. My name is O'Neill, and I'm rolling solo today because Mr. 37 MPH is doing big productions. But listen, we are super excited about today. Now, today we welcome Mauritian. She is no stranger to the show. Mauritian epitomizes perseverance. She's the gold standard of vocal performance. She has managed to remain true to her sound despite the countless collabs she's had in recent years, giving us some of that sweet, authentic, uncontaminated rhythm and blues. She knows I love her. She knows I love her. I'm one of her biggest fans. So whenever she has to come here, it's such an exciting time for me because it's a treat. As an R&B lover, we don't get much of that authentic R&B. Mm-hmm. So whenever you come around, it's Christmas for me.
Look, it's
Mauritian.
It's Christmas for me too, because I was told that O'Neill's got a lovely goodie bag for me with some chocolates and some nice things inside.
Looking lovely as ever.
Thank you.
What have you been eating? No, seriously, is it kale?
Is it kale?
What is it?
No, what do you mean with kale?
Listen, I don't know. When people are glowing.
I eat. I'm like such a foodie and I love cooking. So I don't deprive myself of like good foods. But I mean, portions is important. So, yeah.
I see. Listen, to us, people of color, it's either you've mm-hmm. been eating well mm-hmm. or you're pregnant. So I have to. So when a woman shows up here glowing. It just can't be her.
It's definitely not the latter. So,
man, great seeing you.
Likewise, man. Happy to be here.
It's actually
chilling with you on a Friday.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Look, you've been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where at some point I feel jealous. I'm like, I used to know her. And now it's like you belong to the world now. Like, it's like You're all over the place, and I suppose that's a good thing for your career, right?
Yeah, it comes with the territory, you know. I can't complain about it. I mean, it's been a whirlwind, really, you know, how everything just came together. My project, the people that I worked with, the collaborations I've had, you know, that's been so incredible. And it's really just kind of spun out of control, you know, but in a good way. So I'm really happy.
Look, the one thing that has remained consistent is I don't know, artistic integrity. It comes through in everything that I've seen, even with your collabs. You have the rare ability to take on someone's project and still remain true to your sound and your style. How do you manage that?
Look, it's something that I think that I've like honed in on and I've nurtured for a very long time. And when I went solo, I remember distinctly, because it was a very dark time for me. That was about 5 years ago. And I was broke and didn't have content. I didn't have management. I'm an independent artist. And the only thing I could rely on was the one thing that I have mastered, and that was my voice. So, you know, you learn to use that to your advantage. And I feel like you overcome, you like all the little things that you fear slowly like dissipate, you know, and you know how to use that instrument. So, and I did a couple of free gigs, and that's how things started, like, you know, catapulting.
Catapulting.
Yeah. For me, you know, and now I'm here, you know, an EP later. And it's just been incredible. I still don't know like what happened. I'm like, I just woke up and I'm just like, what happened? Where did it spun out of control like this?
Before we get into why it's an EP, not an album, you're a writer.
Yeah, I am.
How much of you do you apportion as an artist? Do you apportion to writing? How much of yourself do you apportion to being a performer?
All of it.
Okay.
You know, like everything, it's my personal evolution. It's through the music, you know. So I can't separate the two for me. And I've worked with incredible people, you know, the producers that I've worked with, and also some songwriters I've been working with. And I feel like being in spaces with people that also think differently and sees the world in a different, you know, light, it inspired me a lot, you know. So I really attribute everything to like that. It's my personal evolution, like everything that I go through, and I like to put that in my stories, even if it's like a friend's, you know, situation. But I feel like that's how, you know, that's how I get connected to it. Otherwise I can't separate it.
In terms of the business itself, the music business, particularly here right now in South Africa, Southern Africa, and by extension, Africa as well, I imagine it's not an easy thing to locate yourself as an artist in the midst of with everything else, the whirlwind, with everything else that's going on. Is it an easy process to locate yourself within the fray?
It's not easy. I'm not going to sit here and, like, you know, pretend that it is. I mean, there's still like a lot of things that I'm battling with as an independent artist. But I think what was key for me, what I found, you know, through this whole experience, is that investing in yourself is so important. And I would urge like every artist out there that's, you know, in that space, struggling to find their voice and struggling to, you know, find a team and how they're going to put themselves out there. It really just starts with you investing in yourself and just, you know, working on your craft. I just keep creating until something sticks. I don't stop. You said something in the beginning where you talked about perseverance, and that's really how it's been for me. I'm a very resilient person. And I think that's how I kind of like just stay, you know, in the mix of things. And also, people love my voice. And like I told you earlier, it's something that I've mastered, and so I know how to use it.
You do know how to use it. Yeah. I think you have one of, if not the best control that I've come across in recent years. Like truly, truly so.
Thank you.
Your control is amazing.
Thank you.
And I'd love to get into your routine, because I imagine there's a routine in place to ensure that there's nothing.
No routine. There's really no routine. I just wake up in the morning and
I
play some songs.
You just wake up and you sound like this.
And then, kind of. Like, it's been like that since I was, like, what? Since I can remember. 8 years old, you know? Like, Yeah.
That is unbelievable. This is truly unbelievable. Have you heard me singing? How is it possible I can sound the way I do and you sound the way you do? Like,
look, you're born with it, you know? It's something that you're born with, and I'm just grateful. But I mean, there are little things that you have to do, like basic things, you know, as you get older, you have to, like, take care of your voice.
Yeah.
You know, drink the right, like, you know, remedies for your voice. And I do those little things. And, you know, there's the odd occasion where I won't have a voice if there's a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the doctor, but it's a very, very rare thing. I just jam to music. That's it. I put on my playlist in the mornings. I, like, blast it and I start singing along to the songs. And that's, like, my warming up session. Really.
Mauritian, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back. Stay with us.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
All right, so it turns out I'm the only person in the world who likes Lotto. I don't know how that's possible, but
that
for some reason,
true.
That makes me special, actually.
Very, very special.
But talk to me about how, what was going on when you wrote Lotto?
Look, you know, it was during a time with, you know, with females, especially, you know, I got a lot of, like, my girlfriends that were complaining about guys, you know. So my EP is kind of like, it talks about winning and losing, talks about good guys and some useless guys. And, you know, So Lotto was inspired by that, you know, that the fact that a lot of women are complaining about being taken for granted and not feeling that they don't have a voice, you know. So I wanted Lotto to be, you know, about that, like to tell women you are the Lotto, like he hit the jackpot by being with you.
See.
So yeah, I am
see,
the Lotto.
You're quite poetic in the way you write, because you're a writer. That's what you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have never.
Look,
imagine.
It comes in waves, really, you know, like, if you put me in a room with a bunch of, like, other writers and you tell me, give me a topic and just write about it, it's probably going to be very tough for me to do that.
Okay.
It's something that it's really deep for me, so, yeah. And I, like I said, it has to be connected to something, you know?
Okay.
So, it's usually, like, an experience or chat that I had with someone or, you know, it's usually something like that would, like, spark the idea.
Okay, we're going into our first performance of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Missed calls, but you never ever call me back. Where I fall, I thought you'd be the one that's gonna have my back, baby. Missed calls, but you never ever call me back. When I fall, I thought you'd be the one that's gonna have my back. Loving you is dangerous, yeah. Loving you is dangerous, yeah. For me, loving you is dangerous, yeah. Loving you is dangerous, yeah. For me, I could tell you were wrong for me. From a jump, never born for me. Never had the right intentions. Baby, love's just an illusion. You fell in love on my waistline.
I play the middle, you play bassline, yeah. Bug up my tree like a canine, yeah. Don't say you love me if you waste time, yeah, you waste time. You see my missed calls, but you never ever call me back. When I fall, I thought you'd be the one that's gonna have my back, hey, baby. Missed calls, but you never ever call me back. When I fall, I thought you'd be the one that's gonna have my back. Loving you is dangerous. Yeah.
Danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is dangerous, yeah. For me, loving you is dangerous, yeah.
Danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is dangerous. Big shatter, you're a big shatter. Gave you my heart, if you drop it down and shatter. No other one can compare to me. Could've had it, now we nothing but a memory. You fell in love on my waistline, yeah. I play the middle, you play baseline, yeah. I'm trying to leave, so let it be. You left me hanging when you had me. All those missed calls, but you never ever call me back. When I fall, I thought you'd be the one that's gonna have my back, hey, baby. Missed calls, but you never ever call me back. When I fall, I thought you'd be the one that's gonna have my back. Loving you is dangerous, yeah.
Danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is dangerous. Loving you is dangerous, yeah.
Danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is dangerous, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Danger, danger, danger.
Danger, danger, danger. Danger, danger, danger.
Danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is a
danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is a
danger, danger, danger.
Loving you is a
danger, danger, danger.
Loving you.
Danger, danger, danger.
How can you possibly not be blown away? Seriously. talk to me about the production of this one.
Well, I worked with a guy called Kick 93 and Noyes on the production. The song was also just one of those, you know, chats with a girlfriend,
okay,
you know, who is going through.
Oh, she's going through it right
now. You know, like guys, so guys not answering their calls. Follow my ad, but don't look now.
I see. So that's what's happening. So that's your
How this one came about. But yeah, the production for this one, like Noyes and Kick 93, and we just like we jammed in studio and we literally wrote the song within like 2 hours.
Okay.
It was a done deal.
It is an amazing song. That was the first single from the EP.
That's correct.
So talk to me about why it's an EP as opposed to an album.
Well, for me, you know, because I was in a group for so long, I felt like everybody was so used to the group sound. And I was packaged for the group. So when I went solo 5 years ago, because I was on a bit of a self-discovery journey, I felt like I needed to reintroduce myself. So I didn't want to just bombard people with an album without giving them a story or a narrative as to who is Mauritian, what am I about, you know? Because when I was in the group, I was packaged for the group.
Yeah.
And I was told, this is who you are.
Yeah.
And now I have the opportunity to like reintroduce myself and give them a little bit of me, you know, give them some of my mood swings, you know, and just experiences and show them a little bit of, you know, Mauritian, the side that they never got to see, the fun, sexy, mature side. And so that's why an EP, you know, just as a reintroduction, and then the album is definitely in the works.
All right, so what are you performing for us next?
The next one is called The Pope Isn't Who He Says He Is.
Wow. Is it still about you? Are you still the guinea pig?
No, the Pope is really just, you know, I wanted to start conversation around the fact that so many people front, you know, even, you know, the highest leaders in the world, you know, like the Pope. And up down to like Instagram, like a lot of people live like double and triple lives. And I wanted to start conversation about the fact that, you know, a lot of people are not who they say they are.
Okay.
So yeah.
So that's coming up. Stand by.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
Listen. He's not who he says he is. He's not
not who he says he is. He's not who he says he is, no. He's not who he says he is. No. He's not who he says he is, no. Poster said he got my back like a poster. Used to hang around me like a vulture. No, I'm not the lead, I'm just a co-star. Hangover, only feel the pain when I'm sober. Moving too fast, need to slow down. Got me on my knees like, oh God. He's not who he says he is. He's not who he says he is. He's not who he says he is, no.
Daddy keep me holy, but it's yeah. Really holy.
He's not who he says he is.
No, he's not who he says he is.
He's not who he says he is, no. No. Said he wanna get married. Fuck, they even bought a cake for this. He only wanna get the cherry, but he never laid a base for it. I believe in February. Something out of the ordinary. Prince Harry on a chariot. But if the shoe don't fit, I'ma. He's not who he says he is. No. He's not who he says he is. No. He's not who he says he is. No. He's not who he says he is. No.
Hey, listen. Fully fake son of a gun. See you Mondays, Tuesdays, he out of town. You get a one-way ticket, please don't let him around. He like a young, scared, wicked, steady brain on a. It's like that, it's like this, and that's the truth. Couldn't get him to confess, even if he was a boot. Heavy dishing out the stress, and you stuck up in the loot. Now you're looking like a mess, and he talking about your loops.
He's not who he says he is. He's not who he says he is. He's not who he says he is, no. One, two, one, two. He's not who he says he is. No. He's not who he says he is. No. Come on. Poster said he got my back like a poster. Used to hang around me like a vulture. Yeah. Said he keep me holy, but it's really holy moly. Yeah. Holy moly, holy moly. Yeah. Holy moly, holy moly. Yeah. He's not who he says he is. Oh,
The Pope's not who he says he is.
Man.
Hey.
Listen, we need an entire 2-hour session with her, right? Like, we need to do the entire EP. Okay, I think I love the Pope.
Thank you.
I think it wins me now over missed calls.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It
Why?
Still doesn't come close to Lotto.
Lotto, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, no, I see.
That's
I
a nice
see.
Thing about the EP. There's something for everyone, you know? So
I love it. I love know. It. Very musical as well.
Thank you.
I can see you had a good team around
yeah, yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, what's happening with that phone, Mauritian?
No, nothing's happening.
Somebody's getting missed calls. Somebody's
At least it's not me
call.
That's getting...
So what are you up to this weekend?
You know what? This weekend, I'm actually going to chill a little bit. I've been working so hard. So I've actually canceled a couple of things so I can just relax, regroup, and hang out with my girls.
Oh, that's perfect. Does that mean you have time to just chill and hang out here?
Maybe not.
Listen, we've got
You need
King
to ask
Rudy.
My friend Danny, because I'm on Danny's time.
Cool?
It's Danny's birthday today.
Oh, it's... Like... Can you believe this? Listen, we're doing this. Listen, can you stick around? We've got Kin Rudy coming through, joining us shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as Rude Boy.
All right.
So yeah. He's joining us. Do you want to hang out for that?
I'll stick around for a bit, yeah?
Oh, perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, Mauritian is staying.
Him.
And it's somebody else's birthday today. Oh, were you just kidding? Really?
No, it's really her birthday.
Is it?
So Neil's going to sing for you. Apparently he's the best shower singer.
Yeah, no, I kill it. Oscars, all kinds of things I win in the shower. Okay, so stand by. Kim Rudy's going to be joining us shortly. You wondering who that is? This is who. This is Rude Boy, a.k.a. Kin Rudy. In fact, that's what that's how he wants to be known now, henceforth. Kin Rudy, not Rude Boy, right? Hold on, I got you. So that's how you want to do it now, huh?
Yeah, Yeah, because I think the boy thing is not working for me anymore. I'm no more a boy, man.
Okay, makes sense. Now listen, a towering figure, a champion, a pioneer of the Afrobeat sound, this man did it when it was not cool.
Yeah,
you exactly. Started doing the Afrobeat when it was not so cool for everybody to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, when there was no internet or Instagram, Twitter, whatever everybody's using now to promote music. But through my days, if you're not good, you're not good.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So it was purely based on talent at the time when
yeah,
you came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was purely based on talent. And I think it has to do with challenges that we were facing like in Africa when it comes to music. Because most time, the Western world were kind of taking over. But what we saw was more like we are dominated because they were dominating us because, okay, fine, our songs might be good, might sound good, but somehow we don't do justice to the musical videos too. So that was main focus, like trying to carve our own sound.
Yeah.
First, I know everybody will say because of Africans, we have different languages, so we have to stick on the culture and blah. Fine, we can stick on cultures, but when we stick on cultures, we're at the same time affecting our brothers and sisters from other countries because your culture is different from our own culture. So we need to try, as Africans, like we should just try and create some type of one sound for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the Afropop.
Look, it must have been difficult at the time because in terms of resources as well,
yeah.
There wasn't much. There wasn't social media at the time
exactly.
To push your stuff. So you had to literally do everything yourself.
You just have to spend money, travel.
Yeah.
Like you travel. Remember back then, once you bring like a single, two or three singles at the same time, you start spending money, go to Kenya, go to radio stations, go to Uganda, go to radio stations, go to Tanzania, like that. You know, but it was difficult for us. But when we started shutting down stadiums from different countries, then
yeah.
We knew that our 2 years of hard work and, paid off.
Let me ask you this. At what point in your career do you realize, okay, this is much bigger than what we expected? Have you ever gone through that period?
Yeah, because basically for us, when we're doing music, it was just like inside the room. You know, just like a small computer, small mixer, and a microphone. And we're just doing the music and hoping that, okay, when we do the music, okay, we're going to storm Nigeria with something new and blah, blah, blah. And unfortunately, when we started getting calls from Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, like
yeah.
That, we're like, are you sure it's this same thing that we're doing here? That is, you know, because, you know, sometimes you might underrate yourself by how you work.
Yeah.
You know, because for us, it wasn't like you have like the big producers around. I was the producer, I was the writer. So it's like everything I'm just doing, I'm the engineer, I'm mixing down, doing everything. And next thing you do the song and the song comes out and it's taking over everywhere. You'd be like, wait, is this the same thing I did inside this room?
Yeah.
You know, like that. So our first concert was in Sierra Leone. And when we got there at the stadium, I was shocked because I thought it was maybe, as a football fan, it might be Chelsea and Man U or Arsenal, and you know, like the stadium kind of filled up.
Yeah.
And when we came, saw people shouting. It was like a military thing. You know, like military were just surrounding, covering us. And I'm like, is that us? Are you serious?
Yeah.
And from there, in fact, we missed our country that time because we're like no more in Nigeria. We're just traveling from one country to the other like that.
Yeah.
Like that. So we now knew that, okay, something's actually happening now. Because then, I could remember some of the concerts we did. We had like people like Rick Ross opening for us.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything just changed. You know, then, you know, from there we'll get to know Akon. Akon wanted us in his record label, but we didn't want to.
Yeah.
We wanted to stay independent so that way, we don't want to rely, because you know how it is. Somehow, you just want to do something so that everybody will learn from you. But if you have these top Americans coming inside, taking you out, they're taking you away from your people now, your people will now be like, oh man, before I get there, it's going to be difficult. So we decided to like stay on our own and watch Pusiki. Look at us. We did it ourselves. You can make it.
Not everybody is able to pull that off. I mean, you guys were able to take care of the music and the performance side of things
exactly.
And just putting out records.
Yeah.
But it seems like you also got the business side model right as well from the beginning.
I think, yeah, but not like we business and like we have professionals telling, we're just doing things how we feel inside.
Okay.
You know, not like you have professional advisors. Okay, we have a couple of good friends around us that are advising us that, but I think our major focus then was, it wasn't about business, it wasn't about the money. It's more like, we can change this.
Okay.
We can change this. Because when we came up near, back then, they bring like foreign act in Nigeria.
And yeah.
For them, maybe the way they treat we artists, when like they don't.
I think it's all over the continent. Exactly. Everybody's
so
going through
we
that.
We decided, you know what? We can make this, I can go to other. So we can do this, or we can start traveling now. So it was just some kind of challenge for us, you know?
Yeah.
Just to. It was like I said, it wasn't the business part, but once the money started coming, unfortunately, you need to, as an artist, if you don't put your resources like investing in other stuff apart from music, then
yeah,
it's gonna go bad. Because today's generation, yeah, there's money, people are making money, but how many of them are really investing? How many of them, because music is not forever. Music is like a room whereby there's full of money and it's open for you. Say, go take how much you want inside, and that door is shutting down gradually. Mm. So, what matters is what you've. How much you've collected. You understand? So you need to collect and invest. You know, that's, I think that's a major thing for us. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That we're doing.
Do you know how many countries you've performed?
Seriously, I can't count. Even as a solo artist self now, I became a solo artist like in past year now. I think maybe 14. Sure.
That's
the Europe,
insane.
The Europe was 10.
That is insane.
Yeah, like, yeah,
do you wake up other days and you don't know where you are?
It happens. Like I can sleep and wake up and
you have no idea where you are.
I'm asking calls. Somebody say, "Where are you?" I say, "I'm coming." I put on the light.
And you ask,
okay,
someone,
"I'm here. I'm in so country." Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, it is.
How do you manage to stay sane under those circumstances? Because look, I imagine at some point it can alter your reality to a large extent, and that ultimately could affect yourself,
yeah,
even your behavior, how you relate to those around you.
Yeah.
How did you, what was your balance? Where did you find your balance?
I found my balance by being real.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I'm a musician and I'm successful does not mean I'm not human. Just try to be real. Because the moment you start faking it, then you are just deceiving your own self.
Yeah.
Okay. So most times we lose it as an artist because you start walking past people and starting to feel too big. People want to, you know, like you have securities, people want to touch you. You know, your security. I'm not saying the security should not do their job, but you as an artist, you should be wise too. Because you see those people coming close to you, they made you who you are. And they're happy seeing you. So do not put a fence between you and them. You know, just try to be simple, just try to be real to yourself. You know, as an artist, sometimes people don't know you're angry sometimes. Like me, sometimes I might be in a bad mood or whatever, but as far as people see me and appreciate me, they want to take pictures and blah blah, I'll stop. It won't cost me anything.
Yeah.
So unless only when I start using the inner part of me now to react to, they don't know. Because what you're showing them on social media and everything, you're always happy, you're good, you're traveling, you're enjoying, you're this. So they don't see that you have your own issues too.
Yeah.
So sometimes you judge yourself by what you're putting out there. So
I like that.
So sometimes you just have to be real. Just being real is the best. Trust me.
How important is family to you?
Family is everything to me, my brother. Family is. I think family are the first fans you have as an artist, the
yeah,
first fans that will recognize you, you know. And you see those fans, they are fans, but you know what, they don't see you as a superstar. That is family for you. They won't see you that way.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, if the family, you have an elder brother, you still see you as a junior brother. That is family.
Look, I've been paying attention to what's been happening in the media. You know,
yeah,
people have been asking what happened. Yeah. And I imagine it gets it gets tiring at some point for
yeah,
you having to answer the same thing. And for me, I'll tell you where I selfishly wanted to take this conversation. I didn't want to necessarily address the fact that, oh, are you guys going to come back together or whatever
yeah,
the case may be. But I really want to understand, because there's a brotherhood there. Despite what the media may write and what people think, there's family involved. What is the one thing that you wish your brother knew that you don't think he knows?
I wish he understood the value of family.
You wish your brother understood the value of family?
Value of family. Because what is the value of family? Family don't betray. Family don't... Everything you say or do stays in the family.
That is powerful.
That is family. The moment... It's like politicians. Every politician's group of people, they have their own secret. Okay? The moment somebody betrays and takes something out from the inside of the family out, then there's going to be distractions. There's going to be a lot going on. So I think that's the only thing I see. And the reason why I always want to make it fast for especially the media, the people who start asking questions, I'll tell you, no matter how you ask me this question, what happened was this, I will never. You know why?
Because you respect
It's not going to do me any good. It's not going to do anybody any good. I'll keep destroying my family. That's why I've never said anything about it, and I'll never say it.
You lost your mother. How many years ago was it?
5 years ago. I lost my dad like 3 years ago.
Shame, man.
Yeah.
And I imagine the loss of your mother put a damp on your... just your work in general.
Yeah.
It affected. Just how much did it affect you?
Well, I think, first of all, my late mom was the backbone. Like, earlier stage, like, financially. You know, and when we started making it, she was more like the beneficiary. You know, trying to make her happy anytime in the best way we can. When we lost her, there's this part that we started lacking, like, especially whenever we walk in the studio and she visits, she wants to sit down and just listen to the song. She tells us she prefers this, she likes this and that. And when she left, and I think that was when, I don't know what I would say, is the core of the family. Everything, you know, just started changing a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it affected a lot. And it was a sad moment. It was a sad year. And when we recovered and back in the studio, doing concert again 2 years later, we lost our dad. And man, sometimes I feel like, I don't know how people feel though, but trust me, if you have your parents alive, man, you should be grateful, man. Because now it's like you're just on your own. So now, like, I'm a father now, I'm not seeing what my parents went through, and I look at my kids, I was like, yeah, you guys are lucky. You guys are very lucky, you know. But it's all good. Life goes on. And sometimes it's not about how bad it is. It's about what happened and how you picked up from there.
Yeah, so how you progress going forward.
Exactly.
If you had an opportunity to communicate with your mom or send your mother a letter or talk to her, what's the one thing that comes to mind? What would you say to your mom?
I've already said it in the song. What she never wanted has happened. And I already said it in the song. But I know she's seen everything because she predicted it was going to happen.
That is powerful. She sounds like quite a spiritual woman. She was spiritual?
Yeah, she is.
And you grew up, you were singing in church, right?
Yeah, I was singing in the church. I was singing in the church, and it was more like, the praise and worship thing, but in a local way. And from there, I started singing like in a bar, you know, like where people drink, like this gentleman now, you know. You don't need too much instrument, just maybe like a keyboard, play the drums inside and play at the same time you sing. And more like the next thing, you started performing in weddings and blah, blah. But then I started feeling somehow, I'm like, somehow I don't think I belong here. Because then I could hear some people making waves and some artists. Then I used to stay in a small city called Jos. Some artists from Lagos would come. The way people appreciate them. And I see myself walk past people that don't even know who I am. I'm like, and I listen to this guy's song, I'll be like, I can't do better of this. And I told my mom one day, I'm switching. Say what? I said, I need to switch. I don't think I belong here. Say, what do you want to do? I say, I want to go and do real music. I'm not saying this is not mirror music.
Yeah.
But I need to do something that is...
You felt like your calling was much broader.
Exactly. So I started singing, recording, you know, recording. Then my brother used to have this group of dancers. He was a dancer with the dancers, Smooth Criminals, which I was part of the dancers before. But in the choir too, I used to sing the like backup too. So I started recording, and then I was like more like a rapper and a singer.
Yeah.
So my elder brother Jude, then our manager, called me and said, Paul, I've heard you sing and I've heard you rap. Quit rap. Your call is singing. That you have this voice that when you sing, it's like you're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You have so much emotion going to it. Just make use of it. And that was it. I started doing that and everything just changed. The next thing, he wanted like a change. Say, you know what? I want something that's never been done before. I want you to try and include dancing in your singing. So by the way, by bringing your own twin brother in, so that it will now be like a singing and a dancing thing at the same time.
Mm. And you guys perfected that, man.
Exactly.
Your high-paced performances. And I used to watch that and I'm thinking to myself, how do they sound so good singing, yet perform at this pace?
Yeah, because it was...
That's a skill.
It was some kind of divided energy. I dance, but I don't dance all day.
Okay.
When he's dancing, he's dancing with energy. So I'm kind of pretending dancing.
So your brother carried you in terms of the dancing?
Yeah, it was more on the dancing
okay.
side. Yeah.
Okay, and you were more the vocal side of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, you're highly experienced, and one of the reasons why we have a band here is I usually put people through a challenge, and we're going to do the same.
Okay.
So I want the band to play something you've never done before, and you're going to create a song on the spot.
Oh, man.
Right?
As long as first of all, you guys, I don't do like two rhythm. I do like four. When I'm sure you guys know what I mean by four. Like, dun, not like dun, 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 no. Dun, dun, dun.
So I want to strip down sort of four, like soulful. Four. Something that...
Make sure you make use of strings. Trust me, at the same time. If you don't have strings, I'm not doing nothing.
Are we good? Are we good? Okay, stand by. We're coming back. Don't move.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
You ready? Come on. One, two, three. Break it. It's that time of the day.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
All right, so we're back. So this is what the band has decided. Right. Are we good, band?
Yeah,
all right, let's go. Remember, this has never been done before, unrehearsed, on the spot.
Checking myself too.
Take your time, take your time, take your time. Happy birthday, Dan.
Listen. Some say that I'm blind to be my way. Cause they don't know how I feel. Tell me which can life it is. You know what I want from you. Girl, I could die for your body. Give me, I go fight anybody. Any bugger way go try me, then go surgery. Them more I get. Me, I go fight for your body. Give me, I go anybody. Any bugger way go try me. Try me. Girl, I don't mind. Fight, I go fight for you. And I don't mind. If not to cry, I go cry for you. I don't mind, my mind. Me, I feel do anything for you. If to die, I'm not gonna die for you. This is reality. Yeah, this is reality. Reality. Girl, I can't live my life without you. When I open my eyes, I need you. Girl, I can't stand everything that you did to me. Was so sad, I feel so sad. If I tell you that I love you, I can hear you say, I miss you. Girl, never leaving me. Believe me, yeah. If I tell you that I love you, yeah. Come on, man. What do you guys want me to do, man? I'm just kidding. I'm doing my thing.
We're doing this. We're doing this. It's a collab now. It's a collab now.
Can you guys hear the rhythm again? Something soft. Okay, go.
Same progression. So, okay, so what's happening right now is Mauritian is joining in. This is history, baby. Never been done before.
Before. Took a couple knock me downs to get up off the ground and to rebuild once more.
Once
your
more.
Way is up, but it ain't on the map. Gotta find where it's at, one break at a time. Time is all we have. Keep moving to the very end. We stand like pyramids, forever like pyramids. We stand like pyramids, forever like pyramids. We stand like pyramids. Forever like pyramids. We stand like pyramids. Forever like pyramids.
Yeah, you wanna kill me right now?
I'm not trying to kill you.
She sounds so good, but I can do it without you. You know. But I don't know what to say. But listen, I was just singing right here. You know, but to my left, I see some beautiful lady. She's so good and she sings so good.
Thank you.
The other lady, I don't know, but she looks so sexy and everything.
Hey, Danny.
What's her name, baby?
Hey, Danny.
Oh, Danny, baby. You know I love you. I love so with your tattoos and flowers going on.
Daddy, it's her birthday.
Oh, oh, happy birthday. Danny,
happy birthday. Danny.
Happy birthday.
And I'm sitting with a legend. I think it's my birthday too.
Oh no, you just lied.
Oh
she had to squeeze it in. You had to squeeze it in. She had to squeeze it in.
Yeah,
it's everybody's birthday today.
Exactly.
Because Rude Boy is here.
You lying? Are you lying?
Mary Shen, you're a spot for that. Wow, that was beautiful. And that's another thing. Do you think people know this side to you? I mean, like, the amount of soul that just emanates out of you.
I don't write songs.
Yeah?
I just look at what is happening around me and I just go with it.
Is this how you create even in studio?
Yeah, but most times because, you know, that's why it's like easy for me. Like if I'm in the studio, it takes me like maybe, you see, first of all, I'm the producer, I'm the writer, everything. So once I'm on the keyboard and everything, start producing and stuff, it takes me like 2-3 hours. I'm done with the song. You know why? Because most times I get my songs like when I'm about to sleep or when I'm sleeping. Or from the dream, I just wake up, I bring out my phone, I record everything. Then when I go to the studio, I just go back to the rhythm first, I produce the rhythm, then go back to my phone, I have everything. Maybe I don't know the words, but already I might start telling the storyline, okay, this is what I'm trying to see. And once I'm in the studio, I tell my engineer, let's go. He say, okay, well, I say, play it. And I start singing. I'll continue singing as it's growing. Then I'll be like, remove this, join this to this, remove this, join this to this. And that's
amazing.
It.
That's amazing.
It's I don't know how people say this, that music is hard. To me, it's not hard.
But it's your calling. I suppose it's understandable. For you, it's a calling. It's different.
Yeah.
I mean, music is difficult for me.
And you see, that this is where I know good artists. In fact, she's a very good example of that.
Yeah.
You know, most people will be scared. Trust me. That means, you know what you just proved to yourself? Like, put me anywhere, I'm not scared. And that's been my movement since. Like, I'm not scared if I come in and say, you're going to perform now. It's a strange thing, just 30 minutes performance, feel free. The secret of this kind of performances are this. Look around you. Just look. And make sure you know rhymes. You know, because rhymes helps you. Because I can start by looking at this guy and be like, Gray, Flay, Trey, I'm a turn to her, Tattoo, how you do? You know, like that. Just picking words, you know? It's just rhythm, Cliff, Believe, Steve, like that. Just so once I grab one, I know the next thing to go. So that's how it works for me.
That's amazing, guys. Kin Rudy.
Yeah.
This is Lord Sky.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Some say that I'm blind, no be my way. Nobody like you. I gave you my heart and you threw away. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe, say, not the best way to try to deceive me. The girl sexy, there's no be play. Yeah, girl, I go die for your body, oh. Give me, I go fight anybody, oh. Anybody away, go try me, then go search you, oh. Them other girls, they no sabi, oh. Girl, I go die for your body, oh. Give me, I go fight anybody, oh. Anybody away, go try me, then go search you, oh. Them other girls, see, girl, I don't mind. If not fight, I go fight for you. Girl, I don't mind. If not to cry, I go cry for you. Yeah, I don't mind. Me, I feel do anything for you. Girl, if not to die, I no go die for you. Cause this is reality. Yeah. This is reality, not reality. She got a lot of sugar daddy, them plenty. Yeah, yeah. I know say my girl no be senti. Cause me no want me feeling. Gucci LV, she get them Chanel, Fendi, Ferragamo, Bentley, Lamborghini. See my life in my pocket empty. It's no easy to be a man. I'm just a hustler and I want to survive. It's no easy to be a man.
I'm just a hustler and I got to survive. Yeah, girl, I go die for your body. Oh, give me, I go fight anybody. Oh, any bag away, go try me. Cause them other girls, yeah, girl, I go die for your body. Oh, give me, I go fight anybody. Oh, any bag away, go try me. Cause them more I guess. See, girl, I don't mind. If not fight, I go fight for you. Yeah, yeah. Me, I go fight for you. I don't mind. Me, I fit do anything for you. Give me, I go die. I don't go die for you. Cause this is reality. Yeah, yeah. Reality, yeah, yeah. Girl, I go die for your body, oh. Give me, I go fight anybody, oh. Any bag away, go try me. Then would I get me, I go fight anybody, oh. Yeah. Me, I go kill anybody, oh. Yeah. This is reality.
Amazing.
Thanks, man.
Amazing. Man, you're truly remarkable. Like, your presence in studio, it just, you light up the room. We can tell why you're as successful as you are.
Thanks, man.
Let's quickly talk about the brand new single before we let you go, with Pato Ranking. How did you pick Pato?
It was more like, you know, because someone like me, I have different genre of music. Like, I do reggae, when you listen to me, you can tell there's a bit reggae inside me.
Yeah, there is that influence.
Yeah, and that's my, we are specialized on them. I still have the Afro, which everybody knows me, and there's what we call back home high life kind of music. But so when I did that song, I had like two artists in mind, and I tried to contact the first person, I didn't get him, and so I contacted Pato, and then it was supposed to be me and the two artists. So, but when I got Pato, I gave Pato the song and I sent it to him. Then I was on tour in Europe. So I sent the song to him, and when he recorded it, I was like, you know what? Maybe we should just do a video for this song. Let me just dust and done with it. So he was like, okay, where are you? I told him. So we started discussing, checking the map. Okay, I'm going to be in this country. It's going to be in this. So where are we going to meet? So when I met in London, discussed with I discussed with some video director, and I did every plan. So I gave part of the date. He was good with it. Unfortunately, mine was, I have to shoot that day. I have to fly up that day because I still have a concert that night in Germany. So,
what a life, man.
So I went there. I arrived like in the morning, around 10. We shot to like 5. I took 6:30 flight back to Germany, and I was on stage like before 12.
So Ken Rudy.
Yeah, boy.
So when do you switch up the names? Because I know you need to, you've been talking about,
I've been answering Rude Boy ever since, from the first song.
Okay.
Don't forget, like I said, I was doing it alone before he came in.
I see.
It was still the same name. So, I'm switching to King Rudy because I'm not switching popular, like, it's just another name beside it. I'm not switching because
that's how people know
you
anyway.
If you've known me as Rude Boy for 20 years, it's going to take me a long time to switch. So I'm not going to switch, but if you see me call me King Rudy, fine. If you see me call me Rude Boy, fine. If you still call me P-Square, it's still the same thing. I'll take that too. Trust me.
We love what you do, man. What are you up to this weekend?
Man, a lot. Tonight I'm in Haram. Tomorrow I'm in Moloko. To the Sumo.
Okay.
For Sunday.
Are we celebrating your birthday?
Where is your party taking place? You should just come to join us in Haram, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so there you have it. Any possibility, any collabos since you've been here? You've been here, what, 3 days now or 2 days?
2 days. I came yesterday.
Any collabos? Are you interested in doing any?
Man, there's a song I heard. I'm going to say it, and this dude will be shocked on what I'm about to say. I heard this song back home like 2-3 weeks ago, and I used to think it was a Ghanaian song.
Yeah.
But I just know that it was even yesterday I found out that he wasn't even speaking English in the song. Because to me, I was just singing, fall down. I thought he was falling down.
Which song is this?
Kimanada. People just sing and start falling on the floor.
Kimanada, okay.
I used to think he's fall down. Yesterday, they explained it to me because I met him in the studio yesterday.
Yes, it's actually quite. Yeah. It's,
so I met him in the studio when he was having an interview. So I heard it and I heard everything about the song. Good. The song is not doing bad in Nigeria because everybody just using it on Instagram.
Yeah. You know.
I would love to do a remix of that song.
Okay.
Love it. We're in talks though. Hopefully it's gonna happen. Hopefully.
It's quite a phenomenal. I saw videos of the challenge. China is already on board, Morocco.
Exactly.
Like the whole world now is just losing their minds. It's crazy, né?
Yeah. It's a good song. A good song that I would have said would have taken time, but maybe God wants it that way. To me, I think this guy wasn't serious in that song. But you see, God's way is the best, trust me. So,
Amen. How long are you around for?
I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Okay.
I'll be leaving on Tuesday.
Will you be coming back?
Trust me, man. Seriously, I'll be coming back.
Okay.
Trust me, because before, most of our videos, like 80% of our videos have been shot here. The Inoizi, the Dumi, the one with Ray Cross. So many of our videos were shot here.
Yeah.
So many of our videos, you know, but unfortunately, you know, Nigerians now, once we get hold of that equipment, it's back home already. Because we were the first one that shot with film with Godfather here.
Yeah.
And that made every Nigerian to start coming to South Africa to shoot. Unfortunately, with the good, good cameras coming out now, so... But the location, you guys still have the best, one of the best locations here, trust me.
Yeah.
Best locations are here, especially when I want to do, when I want to claim I'm in Miami, I just go to Cape Town.
Ah, I see.
That's what we did when we shot the video with Ray Cross. The part of Ray Cross was in Miami, but the other part was shot here. But when you put it together, it's the same thing, nobody knows where.
TV, make believe.
Trust me.
Besides, Africa is beautiful, man.
Yeah, it is.
Africa is beautiful. Listen, man, thank you very much for making time to come hang out with us. We'll catch you at tonight. It's
Harem.
Harem. Yeah. So that's what's happening. Marishan, are you also joining the team at Harem? Oh, for the birthday, right? Yeah, cool. So is the EP out, Marishan?
The EP is out. It's an old digital.
Please come here. Let's hold on.
Tell our people. Tell them. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the EP is out on all digital platforms. It's titled Cherry Blossom. So, yeah, they can get it. The links is also on my profiles on my social media, at Marishan L on Instagram and Twitter, and Marishan Sings on Facebook. So, yeah, you can also get the links there. And, yeah, download, stream, buy, support. Thank you.
Cool. Much love to you, Marishan. And big up yourself, man. The new single is banging, and I'm sure it's going to be everywhere. Thank you very much for sharing your art with us.
Thank you very much, everybody. Listeners, God bless you. And listen to my sister. She's got a good voice. Please make sure you do
sir.
That. Trust
yes,
me.
Sir. Yeah. So there you have it, man. The podcast will be available at least an hour from now. Please make sure you download it and you share it. I will also post the link on my social media. I'm out of here. We're back again next week. Thanks a lot. To the rest of the band and everybody who made sure the show happens.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
This is CliffCentral.com.